I wanted to talk about, like, it's basically, like, phone technology use.
So, okay. Like this. Technology right here.
Yep.
That is
23. So, we're a, what are we, we're a bringing your own device school. So, you're supposed to be using your phones in class as learning tools, as things to learn stuff, or to help you learn stuff.
As if the teacher gives you permission.
I mean, I just thought you'd the teacher's permission.
Teachers are lenient. I mean, I don't mind it being lenient.
Teachers don't care anymore. I have, probably two teachers who are like, no. And even then, if I pull my phone out, they don't notice.
I really considered getting one of the, things you put your shoes in, hang your shoes up in, in a closet, uh-huh. and making that be attendance. You have to put a phone in that every day to take attendance.
I know, that's what my
good idea.
I don't know, because not everyone always has a phone.
Sitter. She puts our, we go put our phones in it, she glued a power strip to the wall, so if we want to plug our phones in while they're in it, then we can.
That's cool.
I mean,
that's how you bring in a portable charger.
Well, you're not supposed to be, it's actually against the school rules to charge in on the school's stuff.
How?
I mean, a lot of schools have charging stations now built for that.
Oh, yeah.
And why don't we have one?
No, we don't.
Why don't we?
No, we just don't. That's never been a thing that people have asked for. There's some really cool ones. There's ones that you can put outside that are solar. Yeah, and then you can go sit yourself there. I saw one before that's a bike. You get on the bicycle inside the school and you ride and it charges it.
No one would do that.
Yeah, they would.
If it meant for charging
at this school, no one would do that.
If it were, if we were strict about not letting people charge devices from the school's outlets, then I guarantee you people would do that.
Okay, well, yes, but maybe if you were strict about it, but I really doubt anyone would.
I really just don't get why people like to charge their phones a lot. Like, maybe if you would not do much on your phone and do more productivity in class, then you'll be fine.
That's what my issue is, because I'm very pro technology, and it's me too. And so that's what that article was kind of talking about, and I'll link the article. But, and it's again from 2009, but is that people are too easily distracted by things. That your millennials grew up in the generation where
you
respond to texts immediately. There's thousands of texts per month. You're on Kick, you're Snapchatting all during school.
I don't Snapchat.
And then this is a distraction for teachers and a distraction from education. Is it a distraction? Is that not a problem?
Well, the problem is
for some people, but for someone like me, no. I've always learned to multitask, so I listen to teachers and text and look at my
Do you
grades.
Believe multitasking is a thing?
It is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't really believe that it is possible to multitask.
Really
I mean, it is. I believe it's possible to do it, but I don't think you can do
possible.
Any of those things well.
It's possible,
I do.
But
I
you
make
can't
A's
do it
in my
100%
classes and I text away, an entire period.
I'm sorry?
I, make A's in my classes, and I'm always, not...
It's not about making it... Okay.
So
I don't
say,
care about your grades. It's not about... school's supposed to be about learning. It's not supposed to be about trying to get these certain grades, to get A's and everything. It's supposed to be about learning stuff.
Well, yeah, but, for me, I just multitask a lot, and usually just kind of pay attention.
Well, I mean, that's a big jump, because I think that's almost a different, entire different thing, than multitasking.
Well,
but you don't...
That's, my proof, because I won't...
Is it, people are much more social now, right? Because of their phones. They're interacting all the time.
That's a problem. See, before I moved over here, I had everyone around the block. See, now that everyone's, spread out, there's no way, not everyone can drive, or people live too far to get to their house. And that's a problem. No one lives close, so that's why people tend to stay inside and text and play video games, but that's what their friends are doing. If people live closer, then we'd be able to go outside and communicate and go to the park and stuff, but no one lives close. See, I think the closest person lives from me is, a mile.
But you think you said it's a problem, though, that people are... I mean, they're still communicating. You're still interacting with other people.
Yeah, but it's a different type of communication from texting, from talking to person.
Yeah, it is. It's easier to text than to talk to someone. I have problems talking to y'all right now.
Drains
me my drink of energy. By the end of the day, I feel just depressed. I want to go to sleep. I cannot I can't spend a day being social, in
right,
person.
Right,
that bothers me. I can spend a day all. Texting away, and I still have the energy to do whatever I want.
Isn't that how, is that, that's how I, my, what my perceptions of the millennial generation is they can't interact in real life.
I mean.
That it's much more difficult to actually go talk to somebody.
Speaking of energy, did you know that the more you charge your phone, the weaker your battery gets?
I believe that.
my phone, I let it go completely dead before I plug it into the charger.
Oh, yeah,
and then I don't use it while it's charging.
I don't think very many people do that anymore.
It's because
charging it the whole time while they're using it.
That's why, like, whenever smartphones first came out, they had the really short chargers.
That's what you were saying.
That's because you're not supposed to be on it.
My battery level. Yeah, because it's supposed to be charging while it's charging. But I don't know. I do put it in airplane mode while it's charging, at least, so it charges faster, so I can get it back and get it off the charger again.
Yeah.
I trickle charge my phone where you get the really thin cord that charges it real slow, because you get a better charge from it.
Yeah, also better for the battery too.
Like it's my phone is at 93%.
Wait, where are we? Let me see. Nobody's checked theirs yet. 62%, 8:30 in the morning. 62%.
Mine's
at like.
And it's on airplane!
88.
Like, how is that even possible? Like, it's not even doing anything on airplane. I don't know. There's a big argument about we need to go back to, that we need to all at least take time, at least dinner time, where you're not on a device, where nobody's on a device.
My family, my family doesn't eat dinner together, though. Everyone goes to their own room, eats. Like, family dinners are very rare for us, even on holidays. Like, we'll eat at our own times. We don't all eat at the same time.
What I should have done, I should probably gone to the restroom.
God.
Is that what it got?
No, like yesterday, for example, my uncle ate, and then I was like, I guess I'm hungry. So then I ate, and my grandma, like, doesn't eat until, like, 2 or 3
Here,
hours after us.
Do your family eat together?
No. Well, we eat in the living room together. That's what I did.
I said, do your family eat together?
Like, it's really rare.
Yeah, but you do eat, like, as a family, like, at one time, and there's a meal, instead of just kind of everybody grabbing something to eat and then going off to a different place.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very rare for my family to all be hungry at the same time. If we are, then I guess we'll eat together, but usually it's like.
So, nobody cooks, like, a meal for the family that everybody.
No, my grandma cooks the meal, and it's just get it when you're hungry.
Really dark.
Yesterday we had like pork chops and mashed potatoes and corn.
This makes me feel so old and like wrong that I'm one of those people that
I like eating.
You shouldn't text all the time. You shouldn't, you should have times where you focus on other stuff.
You shouldn't you
shouldn't have to. But that's how things like Snapchat are built around that. It's by in the moment. Like if you Snapchat, like you check them as soon as people Snapchat. Like.
Oh, you do.
I
mean, I don't have a Snapchat. That's not a thing. Or I might have one, but I don't use it.
I'll check
it
out.
I kicked you out.
I mean, you can sit next to me, buddy.
Just kick me out. Like, whenever I'm not on the phone all the time. Like, if I'm sitting in my house doing nothing, then yeah, I'm going to get on my phone and play a game or something. But, like, if I'm at school, I'll pay attention in class until I'm done with my work.
Oh.
And then I'll get on my phone.
Oh.
Or if I'm driving, like, I'll plug it into the radio and I'll just stick it off in the center console and not worry about it.
I mean,
we're the wrong people to talk to about this, aren't we? Well, not me. I have this. It's a problem for me. I have, like,
I
have a phone addiction, but you don't. You seem like none of you do.
I mean, like,
but are you representative of other people? Like, are most people like you, or are most people?
No, most people are like you.
Most people are addicted to it.
I know people who, like, panic attacks.
I think it's an addiction. I think it really is, like, an addiction. Like,
because you have it with you every day.
The same as other addictions that
you have
can't
it with you
stop it.
Ever since you get it, you have it with you every day.
Yeah.
If you forget it, oh, I forgot it. You had a full pack. Oh, it's just.
I don't forget it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to forget it.
If I leave my phone, I'm like, okay, I'm going back. You know.
If I forget my phone at home, I'm not turning around.
I mean, if I get my phone at home, I can't do anything.
I got to go back to 2 minutes and get it.
Okay, if it's not us and other people have that as a problem, then who has that problem? It's not, okay, again, I'm admitting that I do. I'm saying you, though. Like, so who, is there like a, females more than males use social media?
I think it's females.
I don't use social media that much, so I can't tell you.
It just depends.
It depends on the situation.
It's person to person.
Me and
like, okay, I mean social media as far as any kind of communication.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no, I think it's like person to person. Some people, like, they have to have it. Other people are like, I don't care.
I have it for that. That's cool.
Yeah. You don't use yours a whole lot, do you?
What?
Social media stuff?
No, I barely ever post anything on anything.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do, because I do a lot, and I feel about that. Like, I
check and see what's going on.
My thing is that whenever I see something that it makes me excited or pleases me some way, I like to share it. Like, I want to share it when I see it. Like, other people should see this, too, because I like it.
Oh.
I mean, it could just be, like, I even added that silly paint-your-nails site. on the notes page.
Why?
just because it's very therapeutic. It's like how coloring is, a calming thing that kind of.
But it's technological coloring.
Yeah, you should.
No, actual coloring. I really color. I know there are those apps, but yeah, this is. But I mean, it is.
I have an app that lets me color. It's relaxing. Yeah. It actually is. I'm so concentrated. You're relaxed.
I mean, I have.
But, I mean, people here don't even really have very many apps. Like compared, I have a lot of apps, I guess.
once a week, like, hey,
I'll try
this.
A new. I like to try.
This is like rehab.
I'll delete them.
This is like rehab. Rehab for him. I like how he's like. I like how Doug.
How many you have?
I have a lot of apps.
Oh, okay.
It's at least 500 on my phone.
Oh, God.
Well, how do you have 500
apps?
There's
no way you can have 500 on that phone.
Let's count how many social media apps I have.
My phone holds like.
Yeah, social media. Are you on Twitter?
No.
Are you on.
You know what I'm on.
Kick?
I mean, yeah, Kick.
Do you have a Kick? Or are you. Okay, what else?
Well,
Snapchat?
We're talking about technology here, and we're. All of you are in technology, you know what?
I have.
Snapchat?
I have, but don't use apps.
But all of them have all like the little red like numbers that pop up next to them. You have
notifications.
My phone doesn't do that. It doesn't tell me if I have notifications.
Yeah, that's one thing that I consciously do is I turn off notifications. So whenever people, I don't see anytime anybody likes a tweet of mine or something. Or I don't check. Yeah, I don't see those things. That's like my one step forward toward
civilization.
Choosing. Yeah, real world. But it's not but that is real world. There's still connections. There's still real people that you're talking to.
Like, I don't feel like you're addicted.
I wonder
either.
What would happen if they like just shut off all the Wi-Fi in the world for 1 hour. What would happen?
For one, people would suffocate.
It would be just like having our Wi-Fi right now, right? we don't have access. It's on, but you can't actually check anything.
What Wi-Fi? We're outside. Unless you have like this Wi-Fi.
The house Wi-Fi.
Unless you have this Wi-Fi that reaches like 2,000 feet
it's,
out
it's
here.
It's powered by the fire.
It's
a new. It's a new router that's wireless.
It's remote Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's a new router that's wireless. I didn't know that.
It's a hot spot.
I just have a feeling. Bye. I have a feeling one day someone's gonna invent an antenna that you plug in like your headphone jack and then just extend it. I have a feeling someone's going to do that so like they get better service or something.
There
like
is a big blocky phone that used to do that. Like, you could get signal anywhere.
I know.
So
I
just like that, and like
the
phone companies grade. Like bashed it away. So you would have like those kind of phones and like
there.
Hey, I had a
have, like,
phone
no
that
signal
had an antenna that
time.
Pulled up in the
exactly.
in the 7th grade.
There are. They're like really old though, but they get signal.
Well, I've seen some cases
everywhere.
That have stuff on it that like works as an antenna. What was that?
The bell to tell
what
us we need to
end. What is going on? No, okay.
The bell
well, I don't know that we... What were we going to talk about?
We were talking about phones, and we kind of just continued.
Yeah, well, I was talking... I mean, I...
You were asking about what social media I have.
Are people addicted to the technology? Can people go without it?
Some people, yes. Other people, no.
How long could they...
Well,
is that a good thing or a
well,
bad thing?
What
so you kind of made the point, I guess, that it's a bad thing that we're not so connected in real life as we are. It's more difficult. I see that students, that young people, have a much more difficult time like introducing and talking to new people in actual real-life conversations than online.
I don't really find that
people,
bad.
But the thing is that... People are also, it's not the reason that technology is doing it. The reason is people are scared to go outside and meet other people because of what other people think of them.
So
it's also that.
That seems like it's a, you know,
yeah,
issue.
It's a big issue.
Is that, why is that?
Because on
the
internet.
The online,
world,
the bullying and the trolling
in
and
the
people
world,
just being awful to
everyone
each other.
Is, like, everything can be perfect on the internet. You can talk to one person, you can
true.
Act a different way online. Or when you meet them in person, then you're...
Online, you could
different.
Be a fake you.
Because
my Instagram looks like I live in a wonderful family. Like it's cause yeah, I mean the trees look gorgeous all the time.
I mean, you can act as a different person, like have a different personality, but you could be different in person.
But doesn't that mean you get to just be yourself?
It takes away the filters. Is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
There's obviously got to be positives and negatives, but
I think it's a positive. Just
on the whole, it's just, you know. But when we were talking, if we were also thinking about how people are anxious about the way that they're going to get treated, really even online, like you want to come across as being whatever it is that you want to, however you want to come across. Like, bullying is a huge problem online.
Yeah, because you can be anonymous.
But bullying is a problem in real life, too.
Yeah, but in real life, it's not anonymous. You're going to find out soon. Like, on the internet, you could stay anonymous forever.
Yeah. Do you have after school? Do you have the after school app?
No, what is that?
It's an app where people are just mean to each other. It's just people just post anonymous things about other people in the school. You have to be at the school to have to have a Facebook page, sign in with Facebook that shows that you're at Splendora High School. And basically it's it works as an anonymous people just making fun of other people.
That's stupid.
Bullying app.
I mean, I guess in a way, it's okay.
That's almost what it's made for. I mean, that's just like, it's like Yik Yak and things like that, those kinds of apps that...
I mean,
I'm going to have to check this out, but I think I'm going to end up deleting it anyways.
I mean,
it's a cool-looking app. It's a tiger with some glasses on, but...
I mean, it's dumb, but at the same time, people...
Hey!
Can I go to the restroom?
Sure, go on inside.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm on the middle on that. I don't like it, but at the same time, people just like to let stuff out. I mean,
they just say life is cruel.
It does give you an outlet to be able to be anonymous and say things that honestly think. That's true.
I mean, yeah. It's
things that you would never actually say.
Exactly. So that's like a good thing.
But the question is...
Okay. It's also a bad thing.
It's both. You just have to choose.
What if you're really not anonymous? They make you think and look anonymous, but you're really not.
What do you mean?
Somehow, if someone's good enough with a computer, they can find out who's saying everything.
You could check, if you're at the school and using the school IP address, then I guess that's kind of harder because it's...
Yeah.
It's still, you just know that somebody at the school, but at your home, then you definitely,
Yeah, but doesn't the school have a way of, finding its way back to everyone's phone? It's all, internet can do amazing things.
What are the FBI?
I mean, if you're on the school's Wi-Fi... they can see that you're on the school's Wi-Fi, but that depends on, I guess, what you named your phone and what. I don't know.
8:38.
Have we come to any sort of conclusion about anything about?
I'm still in the middle because I don't.
Drugs are bad, kids.
No, there's not. I don't think there's a right it's that we need to stop using phones or we all need to.
Well, the thing is, now we have phones inside of cars.
We need to cut down.
What my bigger issue really with the whole thing is that. I, being a teacher, want to teach people how to use their phones that they have in their pockets to learn things that they want to learn when they want to learn them, rather than just watching iFunny or something.
That's what I do. I'll find stuff.
Nothing against iFunny, but people don't know. They don't know that what their phones can do. What they know the games they can play with it, but. But they don't know how much you can connect with other people. That's what Twitter's for me as a teacher, connecting with other teachers and learning cool stuff from them and becoming better at whatever it is I want to do. But that's why I use social stuff.
The problem is that you can show them how, but the thing is, what are they really doing?
That's why I think we need to start using our devices in school from when we're very young teach people that.
You can't force them to do it because there are some, we did it last year and I forgot his name, he's a really strong teacher. Stick finger guy. Mr. Fitz, thank you.
Physics.
Yeah, and we did that, but not everyone did it. And that's a problem. If you don't have everyone doing it, then...
Well, everyone can't, right? I mean, honestly, most people have a phone, but not everybody does.
Well, and Porter, everybody got computers, and I know for a fact that most of them, they just stopped blocking stuff. So they, people use it mostly for, social media now, and... stuff they have their teachers
but you're gonna have you don't have blocks in the real world, so I don't think that we should block anything except for really inappropriate stuff, and we should start teaching people how to manage their once you leave you don't have blocks to help you focus what you're doing.
The thing is, what we need to do is find a way to manage ourselves with that technology,
but we have to teach that. You can't just expect somebody whose their entire life has just been using their phone to,
What I'm trying to say is that, there are times when you're full of technology, you can go home and I bet you, at least a third of everyone is at least using their phones, lying down, talking to their boyfriend, girlfriend, doing whatever kind of stuff. But if we find a way to have them manage their time with the technology and go out with friends, family, then it'd be a lot better.
How do we do that?
How do we do that?
I agree.
Question. That is a, that is
I'm gonna
a question.
Agree. We need to, yeah.
That is a question. How do we do it?
That it's not like
there should be like a certain amount of time that phone companies should disable your phone.
You're putting it in other people's hands again. You're
yeah,
saying that it's like asking
there,
for the box.
No, see, but
you can
no,
do those things yourself.
You can.
There are lots of different ways that
but
you can.
But people don't want
do that.
To. That's the problem. Because
not,
they're stuck to their technology.
How
then.
Do we change that?
It's not like it used to be
I
back
want to
like when
you
Mr. Duncan was a kid. When Mr. Duncan was a kid, they probably had like. The, they probably still had the phones that only connected to the wall.
The beepers.
And like, and
the
like,
beepers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go. Uh-huh. But like, what they did was they just like, if they wanted to learn something, they read about it. Or if they wanted to go do something with their friends, they just drove to the house and picked them up. Didn't even call them to ask them first.
Yeah.
And now, parents don't even let kids leave the yard. I mean, they got them so like, bundled up at the house
like,
all the time.
Well, yeah. The world's changed. There's a lot of creeps out there.
Like, if I
want
to go to a friend's house, I just ask my mom and she gives me her keys.
Yeah.
I mean, the world.
I don't.
Just
I don't. Yeah.
She has time management.
She has I don't know that. But are people just more scared of the world?
I think the world's gotten
or,
scarier, but
or has it really
taking,
gotten scarier?
It's gotten scarier
because
the news is sure scary,
but
in
the
real world it doesn't seem.
But the news is just saying what they
what's
possibly
happened.
Want you to hear. See,
well, what the worst things are that happen
see,
every day.
If you
right?
see one thing happen on the news, it may happen differently. They're just trying to incorporate it to get into your head and like, hey, this is happening. Want you to pay attention to it, to watch it more.
It's blown
the
out
news
of proportion.
Only, the news
yeah.
only has one side of a story, it never has both.
Exactly.
Well, whenever I was young, it was news was much more unbiased. Like, you know,
yeah.
you still have like different, like Fox News comes at it from a different perspective
yeah.
from MSNBC.
But it's a different perspective, but it's kind of
right
the same
now.
Way they're trying to say it.
Don't take my chair back. Okay, fine, take your chair back.
You mean your log?
Why
did
yeah,
I
call everything a chair, dude?
Okay, so that was a great. I mean, that was. I think that's great. I think that we do need. I mean, I agree.
Time management is what we need.
Yeah.
That's what we really need.
But yeah. So, do you have? Have you experienced the bring your own device? Do you have teachers that ask you to put certain apps on your phone or expect you to have those things?
Last year,
phone?
Yes, but not this year.
What apps at all?
Edmodo.
I like Edmodo. Google Classroom now.
I don't have Classroom on my phone. I have a computer. You can access it anywhere.
Right.
Classroom.
Is that? About any, yeah. What else? Anything else?
I've never had a teacher tell me get this app.
Kahoot.
No, you like suggested like this is really fun or this is really cool. You should get it. It's not like you need this.
You're gonna
Kahoot.
Learn with this app.
Yeah, I don't
know. Kahoot. I love Kahoot.
Quizlet.
Okay. Quizlet. Yeah. Quizlet. I do know that in particular the
Kahoot is fun.
The
English
what
teachers.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm pointing to them back here way behind the fire. The nursing courses, all of those courses they use
okay.
for the medical terminology and stuff like that, they do use Quizlet. That certainly, we're in, I mean, what else? There's got to be other things that you had to use your devices for.
I mean, no,
Google's
I mean,
a pretty cool one. I recommend that. I think
Google,
everybody should have Google.
If you ever need to use something, the teachers like provide stuff for you. Like, we have our own devices, but usually it's like, go get the laptops that are like at the front of the classroom, or here's like
it's
a tablet to use.
It's because people aren't doing their work on the phone, they're just texting everyone.
Yeah.
And most phones can multitask.
Yeah.
Because you have half a screen of texting, half a screen of YouTube.
You have the Android phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not an iPhone. you can't
phone,
multitask. It's one thing
that.
At a time.
My phone will cut half and have two apps open at the
same
time.
Yeah,
my phone doesn't do that, but I can just like switch, like press one button.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we can't get away from technology because
it's already here.
It's everywhere you go.
So do you think that we should absolutely teachers should be requiring you to use it more to force you to learn how to
yes.
learn? That's
yes.
called it's called self-directed learning.
Yes.
If there's something you want to
no.
learn. We have internet nowadays, so if you want to learn how to become a welder, you can learn how to become a welder. You watch welding
yeah,
videos
that,
and you do.
I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Right. Well, but I mean, if you have the class, then you can supplement that by.
It's either yes
if you
and
want
no.
to create.
Yes and no.
Like who was it? Cody Ozark recreated built a top, like in his machining class, and it's because he just wanted to do it. So he figured out how to do it. He made the design. He wanted to do it. Didn't have to do it class. That's the kind of stuff that I think we should be doing with everything, particularly our video classes. Like, if you want to be a YouTuber, why in the world are you waiting? We've got everything right here to do it.
Yeah.
If you want to do animation, if you want to create video games, you've got the internet. Google how to learn how to do those things.
I like that.
So you're telling me I can use a camera and create a YouTube channel?
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
What? Have I not? You make it sound like I haven't said that.
You never said that.
Yes. Apparently this class is like...
You never said that.
No, we have a few people. Ezra's working on her YouTube channel right now.
What? I would do that.
Oh, my. You could have told me this a long time ago.
This makes me feel horrible. That's what we have this stuff for.
I would have at least had like 8 or 9 subscribers more than my last channel.
No, you've never told us
okay,
that.
Okay, well, let's stop there, because now I feel like that's an enlightening thing, that school is about you doing what you want to learn how to do and using the tools that the school has to do it.
I could be making millions now.
I would love for the school to do that, but that's not what the school does. The school's like, you should learn
That's what the goal of school is.
It is, because I don't feel like it is.
That's what my opinion of the goal of school should be.
You see whenever you go to
the
store?
That's topic, next topic.
Why
are you required to learn courses to learn things that you're never really going to apply in real life? Is there just a certain level of, you know, educational attainment that everybody should have this certain level of knowledge and then forget it when you don't apply it?
I mean,
should everybody have to read the certain same novels?
Are we moving on?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, yeah.
No, we should move on to this topic because this is a very big topic.
I mean, what was this episode about?
It was really about technology.
Technology is a pretty big one. I think it was going to be about addiction to devices and the ability to focus on one thing.
Yes, but now I like this other topic, and I feel like we're
demonstrating that how prevalent the problem of
I feel like that's a much more interesting topic to talk about, though, because.
If this was an essay, it'd be a 1.
Because, like, over, like, half the classes I take, I'm never going to use. The stuff I learn is, like, pointless.
Before we go
on. I got a book recommendation for you. It's called School's on Trial by Nikhil Goyal. And I met him, and I have a picture taken with him whenever I was at a conference. But I've got a book of his, like, right now that he just came out, and I'm reading it. It's about student voice. So I'm going to leave you with one thing. It has nothing to do with anything else. Well, we can stop and do another one. But student voice, go on Twitter. Don't even go on Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
Use Google to do a Twitter search. Like, go to the Twitter search and search for the hashtag student voice. Stu voice. S-T-U-V-O-I-C-E.
You can do that.
It's all about, you can search Twitter without having a Twitter account.
Okay.
You can just go to a Twitter search site.
I didn't know that.
Search the hashtag. I tell our school board members, search Splendora in Twitter. Look at what's actually happening in Splendora. Find out all the kids taking their bathroom selfies and, like, talking to, you know, smack to each other. Find out all the great things that are happening here, too, because I try to share all those. Dr. Bell, our superintendent, shares those. We have our school Twitter accounts that are sharing all those great things.
Following
anything? Yeah, I mean, I do. I like to keep, you know, that's what I use it for. So, anyway, student voice is all about making school what students want it to be. Students having a big impact on driving. The school is for you. It's not for the teachers. You should be the people who are deciding what school is about now in 2015. School shouldn't be like the 1950s, the same as I grew up, the same as your parents grew up, the same as their parents grew up. It's different. You control the school. You have the say in the school, or you should, and that's what it's about.
So, well, it doesn't feel that way.
That's what the goal of it is, to make that happen. You have to change things. Whenever my kids wanted to get the soccer team, they got the soccer team. We got all the petitions, we went through steps to do that, made those things happen, got petitions, got it approved by the principal, went to the school board, made a video to demonstrate everything, talked the school board into it. We won every single, now not that that means anything, but we've won district every single year since we started the soccer team back in 2011. Awesome. They made it happen. You can do this with anything. Anything you want to make happen, you can make it happen.
We should all just sit like right in front of the office and not go to class so they agree with us.
I feel like that would not help any.
That would help amazingly.
You need to have a say. You need to know what you're going to say and say something. And then see how people respond to it. I think you'll be surprised if you have something to say. People will listen if you say it.
But
for
example, they're going to take it to heart. They could just be like, no. Because, like, with soccer team, that's different.
It's like the
Okay, that was just an example. Yeah.
We had a petition that had, like, 100 and something signatures on it to keep the auto shop, and they threw it in the trash.
Yeah.
I don't know how was it gone about? Did somebody go and speak at the school board? Because anybody has the right to go speak at the school board. There's a reason why the auto program's going to go away. It's because people are not getting those certifications.
I got my certification through it, and I'm still in it. They say there's not enough people taking the class, but when people try to join it, they say their classes are too full. It doesn't make any sense. There's like
you need to decide. You need to have the first step of action is to go speak in front of the school board. Every single person that you know that supports it, those 100 people who signed the petition, go have them go to the school board meeting, stand up and say why they want it, and the school will listen to what the issues are, and that, you know, you have a say. You can at least try. You gotta at least try. Okay. That's my rant.
Okay. Or like school lunches too.
Okay. That's my rant. We're gonna talk more. Thanks for watching the campfire. Come back, see us
again. Can we do this again tomorrow?
Can we do this again tomorrow? This is good.
Because I'm actually having fun with this one.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Peace.